When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
So we're asking you, what has your ex-boyfriend kind of held for ransom in order to keep the relationship going? Good morning, Penny. You're on all the hits, Q100.
It wasn't an ex-boyfriend. It was my ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we had a commitment ceremony. We purchased a boat together, and it was a $47,000 boat.
It's
somewhere up in Lake Allatoona, and she told me that if I don't go back out with her and have dinner with her after 4 years, that I can just, I'll never find the boat.
Yeah, that's serious ransom. That's like leaving you like pictures of her on the boat in all these different lakes going, here's where we are now, you'll never see this boat again, you'll never see me again.
No, it was a bad relationship anyways, but.
Of course, because now it's over.
Melissa, yeah. I want to tell you,
yeah.
I flew all the way to New York to see Bette Midler.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she was awesome.
I can't wait.
Awesome concert. And Bert,
yes,
don't say that it's the old stuff. No, she's kick.
She's kick?
Let me tell you what Bert said off air.
Can I say kick ass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you what Bert said off air. He put her just one step above Celine Dion.
Somewhere wedged between.
Oh, you
if,
did.
If Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion had a child, it would be mm-mm. Bette Midler.
No. Bette is
yes.
much better than both of them.
I just don't see it.
Is the Bette Midler draw a gay thing?
No, I mean, it's a talent thing for me. If a lot of gay people are there, a lot of gay people are there. It's
but I mean, does she have the same
going.
Following as Cher does in the gay community?
I'll find out Sunday night.
Okay.
I think she does. Yeah.
All right,
guys. You take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Melissa, if you can find this woman's ex-girlfriend or wife or whatever, you can get yourself a boat.
She'll sell it to you cheap.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Morning, Erica. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Well, I just recently broke it off with ex-boyfriend of mine, mm-hmm. 2 years, and he has decided that if he can't be with me, then he's going to leave the country.
Okay.
And just totally.
Yeah, so what do you have to lose?
Yeah, so I'd be like, see you later.
That's bad news because.
Well, I guess, now I have the reputation of having someone leave the country and not come back.
Oh, I think that's bragging rights more than anything else.
Come on,
he
yeah.
was so in love with me. He could not only be in the same city or the same state.
Right.
This man had to flee the country.
Oh, if somebody was upset over me and left Atlanta, I mean, come on. Am I going to be upset?
That's a bad negotiation on the guy's part. He wasn't thinking very well there.
Look, if you
don't get back with me, I am going to move as far away from you as possible.
Okay.
Well, he pretended that he left 4 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm talking to him online. 10 minutes later, walks through my front door.
Oh, no.
He pretended he left to say, well, maybe, she's going to come back to me, all this kind of stuff. Well, no. He's really leaving tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
For real, leaving tomorrow.
All right, let me get this whole thing straight. You and he break up. He makes the stupid negotiation of threatening you that because the breakup was so bad that if you don't get back together, he's going to move really far away from you. And then when you say, I'm sorry, it's just not going to work out, he thinks somehow that if he's talking to you online that you're going to come around and he walks through your door thinking you've changed your mind in 4 days?
Well, yeah, he expected me to be, fall into his arms, oh, God, thank God you're here and you didn't leave, or something like that.
It's amazing how fast people lose their cool when they get dumped. It's just amazing how they think that in 4 days, all of a sudden, she's going to come to her senses and decide she wants to be with him the rest of her life.
This dude is pathetic.
Oh, no. I got proposed to 2 days ago.
Same dude?
Yeah, I decided, you know, he came back, okay, you know, we can do this. We can, you know, go see a movie, hang out, you know, just as friends. No. We get back, and I'm trying to leave because I figured, okay, that's it. You know, got to go home, got to, you know, calm down. And he's proposing to me.
Let me tell you about the two kinds of friends that guys have. They have sex partners and potential sex partners. So there's no just being friends with them.
Right.
And that's a whole other topic.
Wow, it really is. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Morning all
now,
the hits. What?
I was going to say, since this topic is ransom, now if he had taken something of hers outside of the country with them, that would have been smarter right. for her to contact him, but he didn't even do that.
Morning.
My cousin and his girlfriend broke up,
mm-hmm.
and she had this dog that the dog loved her and she loved the dog. So yeah. out of vengeance and trying to keep her, he thought he'd take the dog and hold it.
Yeah, you hear this kind of thing like in marriages all the time that break up, like in the divorce papers and the settlement, like he'll keep the dog or she'll keep the dog that she knows that he loves so much just to be spiteful all about it.
Well, then he tried to give her back the dog at the time, and she went and bought another dog. So he got stuck with the dog.
Serves him right.
That's a great way to come
back. It was probably like one of those poodles that's, you know, groomed
that he can't
with like
take
puffy, puffy feet. Puffy feet.
Like it's a dog that he has no business being seen in public.
Right. Good morning, John.
Hey, I got a solution for your friend with a ticket.
Okay.
Why don't you have her meet her ex for a light bite before the show, but bring her own date with her?
Oh, that's good.
There is no way faster to get through to an ex than to show up with your own date.
Yeah, well, but is smart. That yeah, that's true.
That's
but is that
smart.
Fair to the new date though? Like the new date has to sit there in between the two. Like my suggestion was for her to meet up, you know, set a meeting with him. But have somebody else show up and get the ticket, like a friend or something, show up without yeah. her to get the tickets. Because I don't know.
If it's not a date, though, it doesn't have the same sting. And, you know, she needs to go on the offensive instead of being defensive about it. You know, that's the only way to get rid of some of these people.
She could do the smart thing and stay home and carve things into her skin instead of going to see Batman.
All right, John, see you later, man.
The Burt Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.